Welcome, and thanks for listening to a USGS Corecast. I'm Scott Horvath. Today I'm sitting here with Randy Orndorff, a geologist at the U.S. Geological Survey. Recently in the news, there has been events related to sinkholes, most recently like the one in Texas. And I wanted to talk with Randy about what exactly a sinkhole is, how do they form, and are there areas of the country that are more susceptible than others? Randy, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So recently in the news, there's been obviously some events related to sinkholes. Very recently, the one in Texas. Can you give us a little bit of a breakdown about what exactly is a sinkhole and you know, how these things form?
Yeah, Scott. Sinkholes form in areas where rocks can dissolve. Basically, soluble rocks exist. For instance, in Texas, this was an area where they had salt domes. And obviously, salt's very soluble and can catastrophically collapse. Also, areas around the country that are underlain by limestone and gypsum, also sinkholes can occur. They tend to form as bedrock caverns have voids underneath them, basically holes in the bedrock in the earth, and the soil layers above tend to get flushed down those cavernous areas, and as they build up and the voids grow toward the surface, at some point the surface cannot hold itself any longer and actually catastrophically collapses. The video that we saw this week from Texas is an excellent example of this happening.
Are there different types of sinkholes? I mean, is there just one generic kind, or I mean, there's more than one? Can you explain that?
Actually, we can categorize sinkholes into two types. The cover collapse, those collapse sinkholes that we saw this week in Texas, for instance. And also, there are sinkholes that form slowly over time, that the ground just tends to slowly subside or deflate underneath the ground.
Are there areas of the country that are more susceptible than others to sinkholes, to possible sinkholes?
Absolutely. About 25 to 30% of our country is underlain by what we call karst terrain. These are areas where you have the soluble rock, the limestone, the gypsum, and the salt. Although not all areas like that will form sinkholes, because you have to have precipitation and other events that might happen, all those areas are potentially hazardous for sinkhole collapse sinkholes.
Is there a way to someone can determine if they have a sinkhole on their property or in the area?
Yeah, that's a difficult question. It'd be nice to be able to tell if there are voids, these holes underneath your property, but we just don't have a very good way to do that yet. The best thing people can do is observe. It's very important to look around to see if you see some small holes opening up in your property, looking for cracks in your foundation in these areas that are susceptible. Most people don't know they live in areas that are underlain by limestone or gypsum. And they might want to check with their county offices, local or state geological surveys, the USGS, to find out if they are in susceptible areas like that.
Are there places within the USGS website or other places that someone could go to sort of see these geologic maps of where these types of minerals might be located?
The USGS, we have the National Geologic Mapping Program website that also includes the National Geologic Map Database, and this includes a catalog of all geologic maps for the country, including ones published by state geological surveys and the U.S. Geological Survey.
Great. And that does it for this episode of the USGS Corecast. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to visit our website at usgs.gov/corecast, where you can find transcripts, links, and more related to this podcast and all the podcasts that we have done in the past. And while you're listening, the USGS Corecast team would like to say thank you to everyone who subscribes and listens to our podcast. Because of you and your support, the USGS has recently won two awards for our podcasting series. One was the first place prize in the podcasting category for the National Association of Government Communicators. The other, an excellence award from the International Association of Business Communicators for the electronic and digital communication skills category. So once again, thanks a lot for listening. And don't forget, Corecast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior. Until next time, I'm Scott Horvath saying, keep it cool.